Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Israel strikes Iran's nuclear sites and military leadership. Iran, in turn, has launched dozens of drones in response. Could U.S. assets be a target? I'm joined now by Bloomberg's Laura Davison, Washington Deputy Bureau Chief. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I think one of the big questions in all of this is, what did Washington know about this initial Israeli strike before it happened?
That is the big question that everyone is trying to figure out this morning. The official line that came out from the administration last night from Secretary of State Marco Rubio is that the U.S. had been informed in advance that it was not a part of the attacks. U.S. Assets were not involved in this and that Israel was acting alone in this manner. It's unclear, though, because for weeks there have been talks going on between U.S. officials, or, you know, particularly Steve Witkoff, who is a key ally of President Trump, and the Iranian side to come to some sort of nuclear deal. Again, there were another session scheduled for just the coming days. So it's unclear, if this was truly Israel acting alone, or if the U.S. had more of a heads up. Trump, as recently as Thursday afternoon, suggested that a diplomatic solution was the way to go, and just hours later is when Israel launched this attack.
Do we know, when it comes to, for example, American personnel, diplomats in that region, what they have been advised to do?
Yeah, so this was the kind of the real key sign that something was coming earlier this week, is that the U.S. embassies in the region pulled out family members. They pulled out key personnel, a sign that there were maybe an escalation in violence. So that is one indicator that there was at least some sort of heads up on the U.S. side. We have not yet gotten what a clear message on the next steps from the U.S. government. French President Emmanuel Macron just put out a statement calling for de-escalation. Trump, of course, has been a very close ally of Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, but there have been some tensions in recent days and weeks. Trump has really been pushing for peace, both in the Mideast, but also between Ukraine and Russia, sometimes to the chagrin of leaders there.
What is at risk for the United States here?
The risk, there's a couple things that are at risk. One, this has the potential to really escalate into a broader regional conflict. This is sort of the biggest attack by Israel on Iran that we've seen really for, in a long, long time. They went after some of the nuclear sites, which they have not done before. Israel said it's prepared for perhaps a month of back and forth between Iran and Israel. That could be end up being a very damaging, costly, and potentially protracted conflict. There are other sort of economic consequences here as well. In the hours since this attack, the price of crude oil has spiked, in some cases as high as 13%. That means a real increase in global energy prices, which also, has the potential to cause conflict, in areas where, the price of energy really it dictates, how, the day-to-day standard of life of people.
Does this change the U.S. relationship with Israel in any way?
It certainly could. If Netanyahu was sort of acting without President Trump's approval on this, and it's, again, it's not clear, you know, how much Trump knew and if, you know, there had been, if, you know, this was sort of Netanyahu acting alone, getting out in front of Trump, or if they had some sort of, you know, agreement that this was a plan going forward. But this has the potential to be quite damaging for their relationship if there's a conflict here. We saw that same kind of falling out with Joe Biden over Israel's kind of continued attacks and forays into Gaza, where Biden really wanted Netanyahu to pull back and Netanyahu wanted to take a very aggressive military posture.
What about response from other countries in that region at this point?
So Israel really, is a sort of a country alone in that region. There's the potential that, other Iranian allies could, side with them. Potentially we could see other attacks coming in. You know, a couple years ago when there was an Iranian attack onto Israel, they basically defused all of the missiles that were coming in. But this was a regional coordinated attack. And this is why Israel feels so vulnerable in this moment and kind of essentially the justification for why they launched what they called a preemptive strike. They said that they believe that Iran was planning a strike on them and they wanted to get out in front of this.
I believe there has been some rhetoric by Iran in the past saying that they would wipe Israel off the map. Was that kind of the justification for this by Israel?
Yes, this is Israel's posture is that, you know, that they essentially cannot be safe, if Iran, continues to have a nuclear program. This was essentially kind of the root of the conflict between the U.S. and Israel of, you know, Trump was sort of looking for some sort of negotiated agreement. And Israel's line was no, Israel can have no nuclear capabilities at all. And that's why you saw this very aggressive attack on the nuclear sites, as well as, other military sites that really leaves Iran weakened. Several of their top military commanders were killed in this, so it could be, potentially days, if not weeks, before we really see a coordinated Iranian response to this.
Is there any indication that there are any diplomatic efforts underway at this point to try to cool the temperature of this?
We've certainly started to see that from, European leaders have come out and started to call for a de-escalation. I'll note that, the G7 is, starts, this weekend into next week. So you'll have, Trump as well as other G7 leaders meeting in Canada, where this is almost certainly going to be a center topic. Trump also has called a cabinet meeting for 11 a.m. this morning. So we could see more come out of that as well.
That is Bloomberg's Washington Deputy Bureau Chief, Laura Davison. Laura, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.